something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody, synesis. Say it again. Aha. Say it one more time.
Synesis.
Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's the next level. Critical wisdom. It's called critical wisdom. Critical wisdom. When you have synesis, you'll be able to deal wisely in your business. Synesis. Critical wisdom. You'll be able to review issues and make the right decision. That's critical wisdom. I told you what he says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. So that you may be able to deal wisely. He says you'll be able to deal wisely in the affairs of life. In fact, if you look at it from the Amplified Version, you'd see it. You'd see it there. You'd be able to deal wisely. Because it says to meditate on the word day and night. So this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. So talk the word, meditate on the word, and you'll have synesis. But if you don't do it, even though God has blessed you with all the wisdom of God, it's not going to work. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But the last one is where I want to take you to. That last one is where I really want to take you to. You ready for this? St. Luke's Gospel. Chapter 1. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Praise God. So Luke's Gospel chapter number 1. I want you to look at verse 17. I want you to read it to me. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go. There are children. And the disobedient to what? He wants to turn the hearts of the disobedient to what?
The wisdom of the just.
To the wisdom of the righteous. Oh. Ah. This is so powerful. Well, you know, that's why we have to study the scriptures. All right? Because if we don't study, we can't know. And the Bible says to search the scriptures. And as you grow in the Lord, you know, sometimes some people say, so how do you get to know when there are differences, especially when you use the English translation and everything looks the same? Well, first and foremost, the more you grow in the things of God, the more you're able to tell that this thing is not supposed to be this way. And then you're motivated to do some more search, and you find it right there. Praise God. And that again is based on synesis. Okay? All right. Now, here's the point I want to make. He said his plan is to turn the heart of the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. Now, that word wisdom, now let's look at it first on generic terms. He says to turn the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. Those he calls disobedient, the Greek word that is translated disobedient, that means those who are unpersuadable, the faithless, the unbelieving. So they do not obey the word. And God's plan is to turn their hearts, to bring them up to the wisdom of the righteous. Now, the words were carefully chosen of the Holy Spirit. He's bringing them to the wisdom of the righteous. This time, the word wisdom does not come from Sophia. Why? Because even if they had the Sophia of the righteous, they might still behave that way. After all, I just showed you from the book that you that are born again, you have that Sophia. But why then do you act the way you do? Why are many Christians failures? Even though they have Sophia. He doesn't say to bring them to the synesis of the righteous. Why? Because that's still not enough. You could have synesis and act differently. You know, sometimes you believe something, you understand something, yet you do differently. And then you say, I can't understand why. I know that this thing is not, why am I doing it? You know what he said? He said he wants to bring the disobedient. That means the worst of the bunch. You may not be as bad as that. Yet God is saying that his plan is to bring the worst of the bunch up to the wisdom of the righteous. He chooses a word, phronesis. Phronesis means, oh boy, it means a mindset. That's phronesis. It means a mindset. You don't know how big this thing is. It's too big. Too big. Oh. Is somebody in this place? Yes, sir. It says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, which is Elias in Old King James Version, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the phronesis of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. He shows us God's mind, God's plan. He says to bring the disobedient to the mindset of the righteous God of heaven. Oh. You know, things like this, when I read them on my own, I just sit down and I start singing in tongues. Just, I said, this thing is too big. You need ginosko to get a hold of it. That's the truth. Are you ready for that? You've got to catch it. You've got to catch it. Listen, if God's plan is to bring me up to the phronesis, the mindset of the righteous, what a miracle. What a plan. What an honor. Great wonder. This is marvelous. Maybe I should give you a proper definition of mindset. What is mindset? When you say mindset, what does it mean? Because if you don't know what the mindset is, because I know a lot of you use it on a daily basis, but I think we should look at the meaning. Okay? What the mindset is. So I'd like to read it to you. You ready? Mindset means a fixed, I want you to notice the words carefully, a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's responses to situations and his interpretation of situations. Mindset is a fixed mental attitude or disposition. It predetermines your responses to situations. It predetermines your interpretation. Listen, what it is saying is this. A fixed mental attitude that controls how you would respond to anything and how you will interpret anything. It is a fixed mental attitude. When you have a mindset, you see life from that perspective. That is the only way you read things. That's the only way you understand. If your mindset is wrong, you are finished. Listen, don't you understand what? It's a compound word, mindset. Your mind is fixed to thinking in a certain direction. Now, God is saying that He is bringing the disobedient to the mindset of the righteous. The righteous have a mindset. What is the reason for your failure? That your mindset is not the mindset of the righteous. What is the reason for your poverty? That your mindset is not the mindset of the righteous. The righteous have a mindset. Listen, I do not think failure. I can't think failure. I don't think failure. I can't comprehend failure.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Port Harcourt Zone 3, Jesse and Jenny Street, off Peter Odili Road behind Domino's, Port Harcourt. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.